Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us as he does at this time each and every week is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike, hope your summer's going well.
Hey, Ian. So far, so good. How about you?
I'm doing fine, and I'm excited about today's show, but before we can do that, let's clear up my challenge from last time. I said start with the term space shuttle. Rearrange the letters, and you can spell an 8-letter group of people and a 4-letter kind of equipment that group might use. And as a hint, both words were plural. What are they? They are athletes and cups.
All right, Ian, speaking of athletics, on July 28th, 1984, the opening ceremonies of the 1984 Summer Olympics, officially the games of the 23rd Olympiad, took place in Los Angeles, California. It was Los Angeles' second time hosting the Olympics. The first was in 1932. 14 Eastern Bloc nations boycotted the 1984 Olympics in response to a U.S.-led boycott of the 1980 Games in Moscow. Despite the boycott, a record 140 nations sent athletes to the Games, and 18 countries, including Bangladesh and the British Virgin Islands, competed for the first time. To commemorate the Games of the 23rd Olympiad, this week our questions are about the number 23.
Okay.
The cover of a 1969 album features a creature called a blue meanie with the number 23 on his chest. The album is the soundtrack to, and shares its name with, an animated film, during which the band is attacked by the blue meanies. The musicians eventually prevail and save Pepperland. What is the colorful shared title of the album and the film?
You love your Beatles questions. Yellow Submarine?
Yes, that's correct. There are a lot of Beatles questions to ask, so we've got to get through them eventually. 23, a 1988 orchestral composition for 13 violins, 5 violas, and 5 cellos, is meant to be performed without a conductor, with each of the musicians determining when to begin playing their part. It was written by what avant-garde composer? Perhaps most famous for his 1952 work 4 minutes 33 seconds, in which the musicians do not play their instruments for the duration of the piece.
Is that John Cage?
It is John Cage. Very good. And as a bonus fact, 4:33 was first performed in Woodstock, New York.
How did anyone know?
While the exact origin of the phrase 23 skidoo is unknown, one popular theory posits that it came from the practice of police officers to give the 23 skidoo to men, that is, tell them to scram, when they were caught waiting for women's skirts to be blown upward by the wind gusts that swirled around what triangular-shaped building located at the intersection of 23rd Street, 5th Avenue, and Broadway in New York City.
Is it the Flatiron?
Yes. The 2007 psychological thriller The Number 23 stars Jim Carrey as a man who is given a book called The Number 23 as a birthday present and becomes obsessed with the number. It was directed by Joel Schumacher and is the second time Schumacher directed Jim Carrey. The first was what 1995 superhero film?
Batman Forever?
Yes, Batman Forever. Very good. And finally, based in Mountain View, California, the biotechnology company 23andMe offers genetic testing services to individuals seeking information on their predisposition to certain medical conditions. The company's name references the fact that each human cell contains 23 pairs of what?
Chromosomes.
Chromosomes is right. And the Canadian and UK versions of the service, you can also get ancestry information, so you can find out what your ancestors had in their genetic makeup, too. Well, have you ever been attacked by the blue meanies? Perhaps while performing John Cage's 4 minutes 33 seconds? Let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
Or take 23 minutes at wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit questions, and this challenge. Mike?
Start with the phrase Los Angeles. Add a letter, and you can rearrange the result to spell a 2-word phrase, 5 letters, 6 letters, for something a future attorney gets in school. What is it?
Mike Nothnagel's associate professor of mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at this same time next week.
We will see you then.